From the desk of Joshua Jones, this is your daily Quant Hub briefing. In AI and technology, AI agents are moving from single co-pilots to managed fleets, with coding and research workflows increasingly framed as orchestration rather than task completion. Companies should treat this as an operating model shift, assign ownership, logging, review gates, and escalation paths before agent output becomes embedded in production decisions. The OpenAI student study reinforces that AI fluency is not just tool access. Outcomes improve when people are trained to question, revise, and reason with model outputs. Programs should move beyond acceptable use policies toward assessed practice in prompting, critique, originality, and domain-grounded judgment. AI data centers are becoming a political and permitting risk, with local backlash crossing party lines over power, water, land use, and transparency. Expansion plans now need community strategy, energy sourcing, and regulatory scenario planning alongside CapEx models, particularly for firms dependent on low-latency compute access. The transformer explainer remains useful because many executives and students still misunderstand what modern generative AI is actually doing. Curriculum should make the architecture legible enough for managers to distinguish prediction, reasoning-like behavior, retrieval, fine-tuning, and hallucination risk without turning every leader into an engineer. Google's reported billion-user AI products signal that distribution may matter as much as model quality in the next phase of competition. Enterprises should expect AI to appear by default inside search, productivity, advertising, and mobile workflows, forcing procurement teams to govern embedded assistance they may never have formally bought. OpenAI's Brazil expansion and Thailand startup accelerator show major AI providers using regional developer ecosystems, education partnerships, and startup programs to shape adoption. Schools with global ambitions should treat AI capability building as economic development infrastructure, linking executive education, entrepreneurship, health, and governance rather than isolating AI in technical electives. NVIDIA's projected growth, Salesforce's deeper Anthropic tie-up, custom AI chip claims, and GPU memory pressure all point to a more contested infrastructure stack. Leaders should diversify vendor exposure, revisit cloud commitments, and model AI unit economics under supply constraints, because capability gains may arrive with the sharper procurement and concentration risk. In operator briefs, agent adoption is raising work to a supervisory layer rather than eliminating it. People choose jobs, supply context, grant permissions, check results, and interrupt bad runs. The management problem shifts toward allocation, auditability, and exception handling, so productivity gains will favor organizations that redesign workflows around oversight capacity. The fastest adoption is coming in domains where outputs can be verified through tests, citations, records, or structured review. That is a useful curriculum signal. Teach students to map AI use cases by verifiability, not novelty, and to design control loops before judging whether a tool is enterprise ready. Agent usage appears to be expanding demand, not merely compressing labor, with one operator source citing a 14-fold rise in agent token use from February to August. Cheaper execution will create more experiments, more review queues, and more latent work, making prioritization and governance a real operating constraint. The strongest returns are emerging where the model is surrounded by systems, secure data access, logging, quality control, product management, deployment support, and clear escalation. Business programs should treat AI implementation as organizational design, requiring cases that connect technology choices to incentives, risk controls, and operating cadence. Small businesses face a hidden integration bill behind inexpensive AI subscriptions. Credentials, workflow connections, monitoring, recovery, and liability when agents fail. Vendors that package those burdens well can win trust, but they also inherit operational risk, making reliability, audit trails, and incident response part of the product itself. AI's energy demand is becoming a strategic constraint, with operator discussion turning to grid bottlenecks sodium batteries, fusion and unconventional data center power models. Schools preparing executives should connect AI strategy with energy markets, infrastructure finance, and public acceptance, because compute capacity is becoming a board-level location and resilience question. In geopolitics, Iran remains the clearest tail risk for energy markets, with sources emphasizing both disruptive capability and uncertainty over whether sanctions change behavior. Firms should revisit fuel hedges, shipping contingencies, supplier exposure, and working capital assumptions, because even a partial Hormuz shock can ripple through freight, petrochemicals, insurance, and consumer demand. The NATO 3.0 framing signals a structural shift toward European-led conventional defense inside a still US-backed alliance. Strategy courses should treat defense industrial capacity, procurement coordination, and burden sharing as live management problems, not abstract geopolitics, because capital allocation is moving toward factories, software, logistics, and dual-use technologies. Arctic competition is moving from map trivia to infrastructure strategy as Greenland's location, minerals, sea lanes, and military relevance draw renewed attention. Companies with exposure to shipping, critical minerals, telecoms, defense, or energy should treat the High North as an emerging operating theater with regulatory, security, and partnership complexity. China-US tensions are visible in the reserve material on China's military purge and broader geo-economic framing suggesting political control and readiness remain central to Beijing's risk posture. Classroom cases should connect internal political discipline to supply chain resilience, Taiwan scenarios, export controls, and how firms price uncertainty in long-horizon Asia strategies. Macro signals remain uneasy. AI-linked equities are driving market sentiment, while commentary on long-duration financing and inflation points to valuation and rate sensitivity beneath the rally. Leadership teams should separate genuine productivity investment from multiple expansion, stress test capital plans under higher discount rates, and avoid treating market enthusiasm as demand validation. In positive developments, machine learning can now distinguish individual lions from full-throated roars, a useful signal for conservation monitoring, and a reminder that AI value often appears first where classification improves scarce expert capacity. That wraps up your daily briefing. You've got this today. Go make it a great one.